Good morning. It's 7:37, and joining us on the line, our political observer, Professor Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Ian. Thanks for doing this week. In David's absence, we really will appreciate it.
Let's start with a new outlook on fishing and hunting licenses in New York State. What's this all about?
Well, obviously, when the Cuomo administration came out with its very daring, bold, and I dare say good gun proposals, they got whacked. They got whacked in the polls by those people who think that guns are very important, often the most important thing when they list what is politically salient to them in their lives. So they said, okay, now what we've got to do, and this is just clear, is we've got to counter that. So the first thing they did was to announce that Andrew Cuomo was a gun owner, and they had a rifle, and I think it was one made in New York State. In any case, he made the point, and the whole idea was to ameliorate the feedback that they were getting. The second thing that he did just recently was to announce that he was going to lower the amount that people had to pay for hunting licenses. So what you had now was a little bit of a payback. Some people say bribe. The Cuomo people deny that they were doing this to get over on the people who own guns. But it looked pretty obvious to a lot of us.
Let's turn now to CSEA, whose president is blasting the Cuomo administration after news has come out that the Tappan Zee Bridge project director's salary is in the $300,000 range, which comes after some layoffs. What do you make of this, Alan?
Well, look, the whole thing revolves around the idea that when you're going to do a project, you want somebody who will handle it for you. And in fact, this is the big problem with the so-called WICS program in New York State. We have a law that says in New York City, things are so expensive that you can hire such a manager to run everything. But upstate, you can't. You have to deal with specific unions. You have to do it yourself. Well, the Cuomo administration is paying a lot of money. Along comes Danny Donahue, who is a terrific union leader. The CSEA, Civil Service Employees Union, he keeps getting reelected by his membership. They love him. And he takes the opportunity, quite correctly, to say, hey, if you're going to pay a guy all of this money to do this and lay off regular workers at the same time, that's something you should be doing. You know, Ian, a lot of this stuff depends on where you're sitting at a particular time. Now, right now, I'm sitting on a bicycle talking to you, and then I'm about to have my back operation this morning. You do what you have to do in order to get it all done. The fact of the matter is, I see the perspective from both sides.
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Alan, good luck. We'll be looking out for you.
Well, thank you very much, Ian. Life is always a series of interesting choices. Talk to you soon.